Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, the markets sure provided me with a lot of content this week. The Dow is down 1.9%. Year to date, we're down 6.2%. S&P 500 off 1.6%. Year to date, off 8.8%. And all of you who felt you were so smart, NASDAQ, you knew what I'm talking about. It's down 1.8% for the week, but get this, for the year, off 13.4%. Now, I know it's painful. Talked to a lot of you again. You were doing great last year. Everything was wonderful. You didn't need any help whatsoever. And now all of a sudden, maybe you're down 13, 15, 30, 50% in some cases, and you're going, now what? These things come and they go, and it's what the way it is. The 10-year treasury, yep, just like I was saying, 1.93%. And oil at $90.37 a barrel, get this, up 20.2% for the year. So hopefully you had some exposure to that. So here's the question. Is a Russian invasion of Ukraine going to be a bearish game changer for the U.S. stock market? That's the question. Thursday, that came to roost, and all of a sudden, we had a little bit of a drawdown, didn't we? Well, what happens if they cross the border? What happens if they go in and there's a conflict? The market, of course, will react to that, as you saw Thursday. How deep will it get? That's a bigger question. And I asked the question at the start, is this going to be a bearish game changer for the overall market? Now, I'm going to say this morning. I think the answer is no. I don't think it's going to be. But if it spirals into a larger conflict between Russia and NATO, then get ready. Because it will be definitely more volatile at that point. And that's kind of one of those outliers there that we're not expecting at the moment. Because what's going on right now in Donbas area has been going on for years. And yes, it's not going to look good if they try and take that area. But we'll see what happens. I just don't think that it's really going to be the bigger issue this year. What is the big issue? What do you need to know? And how do you prepare? This morning, you're going to get educated. So you're going to, I'm telling you, get the pad out right now, get a pencil, and write these things down. Because as you hear this throughout the year, I want you to look at this chart and say, oh, that's not a big deal. All right? Because the real issue right now, the true market volatility that you're seeing and that you're going to see throughout the remainder is driven by the Fed. It's really that simple. And so I want to help you understand what you need to pay attention to when it comes to the doves and the hawks who sit on the Fed and their names, okay? Because right now, the amount of noise and the commentary that's coming out from different Fed officials is conflicting, and the market doesn't like that. And since this commentary is increasing, there's more of it. You've seen a lot of it these past few days. Multiple Fed officials have openly contradicted each other publicly, and that makes policy unclear, which the market doesn't like. And that's called volatility, and that's what you're seeing. So given that's a reality right now, then I want you to understand who the various Fed speakers are. First, only some of the members of the Fed, the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, vote. That means if a Fed official makes a hawkish commentary, which is bad for the market, and it differs from the consensus, and he or she is not a voting member of the FOMC, you can largely ignore it. You heard me, okay? Ignore it. Don't freak out. So what it means is any reaction that comes from that, whether it's positive or negative, isn't likely going to be sustainable, and you shouldn't react to it. Let me give you an example. Yep, this is a local person. San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly. She made a dovish commentary about not wanting to raise rates too quickly. Here's the but. She is not a voting member of the FOMC this year. So from my standpoint, her commentary doesn't really mean anything. So don't react to it. Second point, not all voting members are equal. Fed leadership, those at the top of this list I'm about to give you, have, and this is historically now, I'm just basing this on historical analysis, these folks have dictated the policy. And usually the permanent Fed board members carry the most influence as opposed to the regional board members. So you've got the Fed leadership, and then you've got the regional members. The leadership typically controls, has more weight. Now, here's what I mean by that. First, here's the people. So write these names down. You got Jerome Powell. He's at the top of the list. And you got Brainard. Then you got Williams. Then you got Waller. And then you got Bowman. That's the order. Right now, Powell, Brainard, they're both dovish. Williams, dovish. Waller's hawkish. Bowman's dovish. Dove's good for the market. The regional presidents, Bullard, George, Mester, Harker, those are the four, all hawkish. And yes, you're right. We're missing a couple seats because typically there's 12. Right now they're empty. Bit about that in a minute. So when it comes to the leadership, Powell, Brainard, Williams, Waller, Bowman, they are Fed board members. They are going to vote this year. And if they make a substantially dovish or hawkish comment, then here's what I want you to do. Pay attention to that. Because that matters. When the regional presidents, Bullard, George, Mester, Harker, if they make a comment that's outside of the leadership, even if they're voting, then it's not likely to produce a sustainable market move. Okay? So that's how you want to look at this. As these things come out over the next few weeks and months, look at them that way. And there's three things I want you to take away from what I just said. First, if markets move because of commentary from any of the leadership, then that's going to be legitimate and you need to respect it. Second, the higher the name is on the list I just gave you, the more important and impactful that commentary is going to be. And so your two most important people you should put stars next to are Powell and Brainard. Last, if a Fed official is not on this list that I just gave you, it's unlikely that that commentary, regardless of which direction it goes, is going to really affect you. Okay? Now, what about those two seats that are open right now? Well, the reason they're open is because the Senate has not confirmed anyone yet. And there are currently only five federal governors. And so we're missing two more seats because you've got also the regional members as well. So they're going to vote on that at some point. But for right now, you don't need to worry about it. All right. That's all you need to know. Your next question is, well, how should I be investing then right now? Okay, I'm going to give you these themes. I've been saying the same thing for weeks. So if you've missed this in the past, this is our market commentary section of the show. We pull this out each week. We put it up there on your podcast. So if you have a podcast, go type in Protect Your Assets. Look for the market segment, and then I explain this stuff. So value, cyclicals, non-US, EM, but if you're investing in EM, emerging markets, pay attention to currencies, okay? Because if the dollar gets stronger, EM will get worse. But if the dollar maintains or gets a little weaker, EM's where you want to be. Consumer spending and income is coming up next week, so we will be paying attention to that.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed is not considered your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.